Hey listeners, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping clinical operations and drug development. First up, in regulatory news, the FDA has introduced a significant shift in its expectations for future CAR-T approvals, outlining that new therapies will generally need to demonstrate superiority to standard treatments in randomized clinical trials rather than relying on single-arm designs. Earlier this year, the agency eliminated REMS reporting requirements for approved CAR-Ts, reducing administrative and logistical burdens for treatment centers, while also shortening monitoring periods for patients, changes that will meaningfully influence trial design, evidence generation, and operational planning across the cell therapy landscape. Up next, Pfizer announced an exclusive global collaboration and license agreement with Yao Pharma for YP05002, an oral small molecule GLP-1 agonist currently in phase 1 development for chronic weight management. Under the agreement, Yao will complete its ongoing early phase studies, while Pfizer assumes global development, manufacturing, and commercialization, strengthening the Big Pharma's expanding cardiometabolic pipeline and positioning the asset for potential combination strategies within its broader obesity portfolio. And finally, as new clinical data continue to shape long-term expectations in oncology, a pooled analysis of Mona Lisa trials presented at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium shows that roughly 1 in 4 patients on first-line Kisqali achieve disease control beyond 4 years. The findings reinforce Kisqali as a cornerstone therapy in HR-positive, HER2-negative advanced breast cancer, while underscoring the need for resourcing models that accommodate longer treatment durations and sustained follow-up in modern oncology programs. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.